I was promoted to Stevenage as a sergeant about 15, 16 years ago. Got to know Stevenage really, really well. Got to know the people in Stevenage. And also, the issues that we've got in Stevenage, such as criminality and antisocial behaviour. So, looking forward to being here. Very excited about being here, and obviously very excited about working with the community and the partners to make Stevenage a much safer place.
And talking about those criminals, there's something very similar now to all the way back then. You were saying that there are some familiar faces.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of our criminals unfortunately haven't learnt the lesson, so some of the criminals that I was dealing with about 15, 16 years ago are still around in Stevenage today. Thankfully, a lot of them have seen the light and moved on to either different places or different occupations, but unfortunately some of them are still the same.
Stevenage does have this reputation that crime is worse here than other areas. You say otherwise, and you say that there are stats that actually back that up as well.
Oh yes, over the last 15 years we've seen a significant drop in crime, particularly in Stevenage. And also, thankfully, we're currently sitting on the fact that in Stevenage, as of now, 50% of crimes are now safely detected by the police. So that is a huge improvement. And the crimes that we've seen significant falls in, assaults have fallen, burglary to people's houses have fallen through the roof. As of about 15 years ago, we were looking at about 4 burglary dwellings per day. We're unlucky, I'll say unlucky, because one's too many. We're roughly about 1 per day in Stevenage. And as I said, that's for me, that is still 1 too many. But as you've seen over the last 10 years, that number has reduced significantly.
Detection rates, half of all crimes will be detected by the police. You're quite happy by that, but not entirely happy. You say that you can do even better in the post that you're in now.
Oh, yeah, I can clearly identify where we can do better, and me and my team's here. I'm blessed with some excellent police officers and police staff at Stevenage and some excellent team working, but I can actually improve that detection rate. By working closer with our partners in the Borough Council, in the Fire and Rescue Service, and social workers, etc., but also working closer with the community. Because by working closer with the community, I can actually help members of the community in Stevenage work harder themselves to look after their own property. So, for example, one of my current emerging issues is theft on person, i.e. people having their mobile phones stolen. People, if they looked after their mobile phones a lot better, it would reduce crime in Stevenage significantly.
Now, what you mentioned there is someone putting their mobile phone down, perhaps going off to the ladies or gents and coming back and their phone is gone. But you also have another concern that does also affect the statistics, your crime stats, that make this so-called rise a bit questionable. Can you explain that?
Yes, again, if people looked after their own bits and pieces a bit more, then our crimes would fall, naturally. But also, there's some crimes out there which are being reported which are questionable. But obviously, we will investigate them all, we will work with our community, we'll work with our partners, and if people want to come to the police, because I want to build that trust with the community, with the police as well, what I want is an open, engaged relationship that people feel happy, feel comfortable with coming to the police to report whatever they want to do so. And I'm urging my police officers to be professional at all times, so that when we do engage with the community, we have a positive relationship.
What you're talking about is a drive to have a happy face on the police here in Stevenage. Actually have officers that look like you can approach them and talk to them about what bikes they're riding or, you know, what they've been up to today, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a policing style which is engaged, first of all. For me, engagement means my police officers talking to people, smiling to people. A bit of the Olympic-type atmosphere that people can come and generally talk to the police, talk to the police community support officers, even talk to members of police staff within Stevenage and feel that warm relationship, so that feel comfortable about approaching the police, and by doing so, feel trusted, so that you can come to the police and get a professional response, and so therefore whatever their concern is dealt with properly.
And you're quite well placed to talk about the Olympics. It's not just something that you were involved in very heavily through your job, but also you have a personal love for the sport itself.
Oh yeah, two things about it. I'm a keen canoeist, a keen runner, and I was involved in the planning and preparation for both the torch relay. I was in Stevenage when the torch relay came through Stevenage, looking after police officers, and also down at the Whitewater Park for 5 days, managing the police response there. So not only did I have a great time in what was a fantastic period of time for Stevenage and Hertfordshire and the rest of the country, but I've got a personal attraction to it because obviously I'm a keen canoeist and keen sports person.